Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, George. Nina here. I'm calling to find out whether you might still have account files from the 1990s there. The reason I'm asking is that a client we did work for back in 98 has gotten in touch with us about doing some new work, and I wanted to familiarize myself with what we did for them. I'm especially interested in any notes the account managers might have made in the files. Anyway, if you could call me back and let me know whether you still have files from back then, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Number 95. What is true about the files the woman wants? Number 96. Why does the woman want the files? Number 97. What does the woman hope to find in the files? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to talk about worker habits that result in lost productivity, starting with playing computer games on the job. The thousands of free games available online are tempting to many employees, which means that there's a huge potential for lost hours. While your IT department may be able to block game sites, building good supervisory relationships is more effective. A team leader who maintains frequent, positive contact with employees can focus employees' attention on the progress of their projects rather than on their game scores. Beating the competition is the goal, not beating the game. Now, let's look at some details of how we, in the human resources departments, can help accomplish this.
Number 98. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 99. What does the speaker recommend? Number 100. Who is most likely being addressed? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.